This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida station, as well as my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And, of course, let's remember the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with those roughnecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page or on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can also check out our great website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And with that, here's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, starting the week out. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Boy, what a night we got in store tonight. So we're going to get started. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed and started on Judeo-Christian values, and we don't want anybody to forget that. Now, Kyle, obviously we've had a tremendous weekend here with the president announcing that Judge Amy Coney Barrett was going to be nominated to the Supreme Court. And, of course, she has got credentials that are second to nobody when you take a look at the grand scheme of things here.
Well, that's absolutely correct, Captain. And I think she gave a great acceptance speech of the nomination. You know, I think the president, of course, has a lot of confidence that this is going to go through, that it's going to go through very quickly. But of course the attacks are beginning, and the attacks of course are going to continue to focus on her seriously held religious beliefs as a practicing Catholic. And so again, I think we're going to see her drug through the mud, most unfortunately. But it's going to be very revealing in terms of those who are going to be slinging that mud, basically. And I think the voters will see that very clearly.
Well, it's going to be more than that. It's going to be, how can a woman that considers herself to be a mother of seven children be a mother and be a judge? And this, that, and the other, you're going to hear all about that, too. They're going to throw it out there that you're like the Kardashians. You've got a bunch of maids and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. I mean, they're going to do all of that sort of stuff. You can see that coming, too.
Well, sure, and it's going to be, I think, very educational in terms of where a lot of the Democrat elite are really focused in terms of things like women's rights and supporting women in the workplace and this kind of thing. A lot of that is going to be challenged very, very deeply, I think, because again, they no way, no how do they want to be successful. And also, of course, Captain, the call for she must recuse finds herself, if on the Supreme Court and there's an election case to be decided, you know, I don't know where the Democrats
there's more than one election case to be decided.
Well, certainly, but again, they're trying to sort of front load everything with this kind of stuff.
Right.
And ultimately, Joe Biden saying, you know, the next president should pick the next Supreme Court justice. But again, we only have one president at a time, and that president is Donald Trump. Joe Biden said so the other day when he said to the media, hey, he's the president. He's the president. And well, guess what? Joe got it right on that one.
Well, Joe Biden said something back in 2016 at the Georgetown University School of Law. He said, and I quote, I would go forward with the confirmation process as chairman, even a few months before a presidential election, just as the Constitution requires, talking about the last time we went through this.
Well, exactly. And of course, if you ask him about it now, or you ask any of Joe Biden's spokespeople or whatever, they will try to dance their way out of that one, or simply say that was a different time and it doesn't apply now, and this is Donald Trump, or whatever they might say. But unfortunately, they simply will not stick with what is the procedure here.
No, and before we go to break, did you hear about the 100,000? Canadians in Montreal, Canada, back on September the 12th, that rallied in a huge fight for freedom rally to protest the overbearing COVID-19 restrictions. And there were all kinds of signs there from Donald Trump, American flags, Trump 2020 flags, signs that said better to die free than to live without freedom. And it was crazy about how many American and Trump 2020 flags were there for a Canadian protest in the middle of Montreal.
Well, no, I had not heard about that, and I think that sounds like it's pretty interesting to say the least, because the idea of living free, the idea of government overreach is a pretty universal type of thing. And so yes, of course, we all want to be safe. But at the same time, though, we don't want to see our basic freedoms eroded, because once government overreaches, it rarely gives it back.
100,000 people in Montreal, Canada.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Yeah, that's amazing.
By the way, Wayne Allen Root is going to be at it Wednesday, September 30th, from 3 to 6 p.m. He's calling it the world's largest pro-Trump rolling parade. Okay, so that's Las Vegas. So you folks over there in Las Vegas, I'll tell you all about that in a little bit. Okay, Kyle and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And when we come back, schools, education, very important. Or is it?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, the folks at Relief Factor, the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot, are trying to double down and double the size of the total number of happy customers they've gotten this next year. And I'll tell you what, I think they're going to do it, and I know why. Because their product works, plain and simple. So if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting that you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95 for 3 weeks. Now, you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, order the product right there, $19.95, you got it, and in 3 weeks you'll know what it's going to do for you. And I'll tell you, it's all natural. There's no narcotics. It's good for you. It'll help you out, and it'll certainly relieve the pain and the swelling that you've got. It's working for me quite nicely. Okay, first to Kyle Warren of Professor Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
There's no doubt in my mind, and shouldn't be anybody else's, that the Democrats decided way back in 2016, and it started with Hillary Clinton, that they would not accept the Trump presidency, elections be damned. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And the Democrats decided several months ago that they were going to lose this election, and the reason I say that is because they nominated a do-nothing vice president. Well past his time. Politician of 47 years with obvious signs of dementia. A corrupt politician to the tune of billions of dollars that he's gotten from countries like Russia, China, Ukraine, and others who, as much as admitted to anyone who cared to hear about it, that, yeah, I got money, I got this, and bragging about it, this and that, and all that sort of crap. And the Democrats right now, Kyle, are trying to steal an election by means.
Well, that's it. Well, see, that's the, they know that's the way that they would be able to take power. They're not, in other words, they are in no way, and I think I'm pretty accurate in saying this, they're in no way acting as though they're trying to go out and win an election, or that they feel that they really are that far ahead, as all the quote-unquote polls are telling us, because, Captain, for example, Hillary Clinton said don't concede. Now Nancy Pelosi is said to be getting the House ready to pick the president in case that has to happen.
That's correct. She's set up some committees to get that done.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So in other words, at every turn, they're not acting like they're measuring drapes for the Oval Office. They're acting like they're going to get ready for a slog. They're happy to tear the country apart to do it.
That's right.
Pretty much. And they are not going to give up.
This is not your mommy or daddy's or grandma or grandpa's Democratic Party anymore. It is a Marxist, socialist, communist revolution that we are facing.
Yes. And we would be hearing, Captain, I think, very strong calls from political leaders on the Democrat side to stop the riot.
Yep.
Stop all this stuff if they were really serious about this stuff.
And here's the other thing. The newspapers are printing stories like the New York Times. Well, Donald Trump only paid $750 in taxes. Really? Prove it.
Well, yeah, that's
prove
right.
It.
Well, again,
well, we've got dozens of documents. Okay, you really do? Prove it. Where are the documents?
Well, exactly right. And of course,
they were already asked by the presidential campaign and the lawyer and all that stuff when they first heard about this. Said, okay, produce your documents and we'll produce ours.
Well, that's right. And we understand that the Trump people went to the New York Times. They didn't want to hear about it, basically. But it's those kinds of stories. If, for example, what was the story about Mitt Romney back in 2012? Well, he's never filed his tax returns or something like that. And these are stories that get out there. They know that they're lies, basically, but they put them out there anyway because, you know, the lie just makes its way around the world. I think it was Mark Twain, right? So the lie makes its way halfway around the world.
Okay, well, we've got one of our favorite callers that we want to bring on the line here, and here we go. We've got Mike in Clearwater. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Professor? How you doing? I tell you what, the Democratic Party is in real big trouble because I have talked to people that I know and strangers alike on the street, and these people say that they would never admit it publicly, but they said, you know what, it's getting out of control. And I even think that there's bad blood between Nancy Pelosi and AOC, which AOC is...
Yes, there is.
I mean, that's scary, but, you know, Nancy Pelosi is bad enough. But when you see two scary people that don't like each other, that tells me a lot right there. And the thing is, I don't mind people saying what's on their mind. Okay, does our country have problems? Yes, it does. Do they need to be fit? But when, like those people in St. Petersburg, you're trying to eat dinner. You're out having a good time. And they come along and sit at your table and call you every kind of name. And, you know, it's a disaster. One day somebody's going to get really hurt.
Well, somebody's going to get killed, mark my words.
Exactly. They did kill one person.
Yep.
But here's the thing, Professor. Even long after the president wins this election, the Democratic Party is beyond in shambles. They are in so much trouble.
Right.
That I don't know if they're going to be able to ever fix it. And I think the American people know it. You know, Mr. Biden, we're not stupid. If Mr. Biden, the black people are not stupid. Even though you may think that just because they don't vote for you that they're not black, black people are far from stupid. And you're going to find out, Mr. Biden. You're really going to find out. And it's going to be a shock. And I want to see what you all's opinion is.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mike. Thanks. I appreciate your call. Okay. And caller, we got another caller in there. So caller, hang on. I'll get to you in just a second. But Kyle, the Democrats are going to attempt to steal this election. The proof, well, all I need to tell you is that all the top Democrats, including Biden, are saying the Republicans will lie, steal, cheat, and even collude with foreign countries to win the coming election. Golly, that's exactly what the Democrats did in 2016.
Well, of course, and again, they're setting these kinds of things up, and again, we're not seeing.
Well, they're doing it again.
Yeah, and we're not seeing them act like they really think that they're that far ahead.
All right, let me drift on over here. Okay, good morning, Sean.
I just wanted to say, God, once again, I'm so proud of you two for what you're saying, because it couldn't be any more accurate.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
And I'm so proud of you guys.
All right. Thank
you so much.
All right. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. Okay. And, you know, we'll take accolades, but this isn't about accolades. This is about getting the truth to the American people about something that we can document, that we can prove. I mean, they've been playing war games, for God's sakes, since 2016, testing this, testing that, going back and forth. Now, we've already had a manufactured pandemic, right?
Right, right.
We already know they want to change voter ID requirements at the 11th hour, right?
Right.
We already know they want to pack the court, right?
Absolutely.
We already know they want states added to the union, right? Like Puerto Rico, right?
That's right.
We also know they've used former military officers, once prominent in the deep state. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to get into something here because I've got 244 generals, admirals, rear admirals, four-star generals, 244 in a list that are supporting President Trump, 11 of whom won the Congressional Medal of Honor. I think that holds a little bit more flair than some of these other birds that were put up there by the Dems. But anyway, they're also employing their useful idiots in Antifa and the BLM, right?
Yes, they are.
And then we've got big tech censorship of conservative thought, right?
Yes.
They're trying to create fear amongst the black community, right? They'll put you back in chains. That's the example, right?
That's right.
Then we've got district attorneys that have carefully been placed around the country by George Soros, who gave them hundreds of thousands and in some cases millions of dollars and lawyers to become these district attorneys and do exactly what they were instructed to do.
Well, yes, that's right. Yeah.
So I call that a war game, just like the military. That's a war game. They've been playing games to see what they can and they can't do. And we've got some 50 leftist groups, and you aren't hearing about this, folks, headed by John Podesta, that got together after the 2016 election to devise a post-2020 election scenario to hatch an action plan if the election was close or if they lost. Now, if allowed to succeed, it'll be the end of the two-party free republic and the birth of the godless socialist dictatorship, and on the scheme goes.
Well, right. You know, Captain, after the 2016 election, what they viewed this as something that was not supposed to happen. They were going for Hillary. That was the way everything was supposed to be. But the American people got in their way, and you see how they are happy to essentially punish the American people and, as you said, devise these schemes for nothing but really what is amounts to anarchy, which will lead to, as you said, the establishment of something nobody wants.
Well, we'll get into more of this because I'm up on my soapbox and I'm going to stay there for at least the next segment here because you need to know this stuff that's out there and it's there for anybody that wants to go and do the same kind of research that we did. It is there. All you got to do is go looking for it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There have been lots of discussions by both Democrats and Republicans about President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says there's no need to rush on her nomination.
This has never happened. If they want to set a precedent, this is basically just adding more flames, you know, fanning the flames of division in a country that's already divided. It's something that I would think and hope that we would all come to our senses and say, hey, can't we wait till after the election?
He was on CNN. On Fox News Sunday, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says Mr. Trump is doing nothing wrong.
Whether we're talking about mail-in ballots or...
I think our founders intended elections to have consequences, and when they send people to Washington of a particular party, they expect them to represent their voters.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, that's Larry Elder, and you folks will be able to see Larry Elder down in Sarasota on October the 23rd at the Hyatt Regency. There'll be a VIP reception at 5:30. Also, the program will start at 7 o'clock, go until 9 o'clock. It is the Salem Conservative Summit. Larry Elder will be there. Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be there. Charlie Kirk will be there. Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang will be there. And I will be there as the moderator for the event that night. And look forward to seeing many of you down there, many of my old friends from Sarasota and everybody else that can possibly make it. You can go to theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com to get your tickets. And I look forward to seeing you there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. You can go to geico.com, type in your zip code, and get an immediate quote on the car, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the RV, the ATV, the boat, and they can also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. And then you can do what I do with my policy. I not only have auto insurance through Geico, but I also have my homeowner's policy there. I bundle it together, and it makes everything so much cheaper. I've been with them now for 15 years. Okay, Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to pick up where we left off because I'm not done yet. If you remember, back in early 2016, Clinton's people said Trump would not accept the results of the election, and then they spent the next 4 years screaming that Trump was not a legitimate president. Remember all that?
Oh, yes.
Now, it's causing today political chaos and now violence. We've been seeing it. And rioting and bloodshed are all being used to screen their movements. And that means that as part of their operation, it's all about protecting their donors, the rich and the famous. And Democrats know the middle class is in trouble. And there's a tremendous income inequality They know that, too, even though Donald Trump has closed the gap with the better results that the blacks and the Hispanics are getting right now. And they can't stand it. They can't stand it.
Well, exactly right. And the great thing, Captain, is that so many people across the country have benefited from the pre-COVID economy, and they will benefit again from the post-COVID economy. And in fact, it was so strong that people, I think, all across the country are just raring to go. Every small business owner I talk to, every person I talk to, they just want things to get back to work. They want to get back to normal, as it were. Obviously, everyone wants to be safe. We have to ride this out.
Yep.
But there was nothing wrong with the economy. In fact, the very fact that people were doing so much better, it just irks the Democrats.
Well, you mentioned this, protester building up again, BLM's riding in Louisville, not caring about the facts of the Breonna case because the facts don't back up what it is they're doing. And indoor and outdoor diners are being harassed in major cities, throwing their food and drinks off the tables while screaming at them, happened right here in our backyard down here in St. Pete. But they're going to do it to the wrong person, and when they do, somebody's going to wind up getting killed.
Yeah, that would be very, very unfortunate, and obviously, hopefully, that never happens. But the issue is, of course, is that you have these protesters who are crossing lines.
Yep. Now they're also saying that they're moving into residential neighborhoods, and they've tried in a couple places. In a couple of places, they've actually been pushed right back out of the area, protesting, harassing senators, members of Congress in the middle of the night, stealing Trump campaign signs, physically assaulting anyone wearing Trump garb. Well, again, they're going to do it to the wrong person, and they're going to pay for it. Now, this sounds to me a lot of Nazi Germany and Italy with Benito Mussolini with the crowds that they had going around. They'd be real proud of these guys.
Well, it all amounts to thuggery, and that's how evidently this is becoming normalized in America. Insofar as you can go around spreading your political dogma through thuggery. That is something that Americans, mm-hmm. all reasonable Americans, reject.
Yep. Now, even if Donald Trump wins by a landslide on election night, you know, by a landslide, I mean 5 points, 10 points, somewhere in that range.
Right.
Which I think he could do. Joe Biden will not concede. We know that, right?
That's right. Well, Hillary told him not to.
Well, no, the DNC will not allow it. The DNC will not allow it. And here's where they're going with all this. The mail-in voting that the Democrats wanted so badly will then come into play. They'll produce hundreds of thousands of harvested ballots, lawful or unlawful, day after day after the election to try to tip the scales in their favor in states that they're close to winning. Military ballots have already been found in the trash in Pennsylvania, and AOC reportedly was bragging about the ballots that she had in her car that she was ballot harvesting for where it's illegal in New York State.
Well, and that's because, they just evidently don't care anymore. But of course, Captain, they're already trying to set this up, the idea that it will only look like Donald Trump won on election night, because they have in store, as you said, this complex thing in order to take it away.
Well, here's where they're going with all of this. Millions will be mobilized to contest an outcome not to their liking while the courts deliberate, namely the Supreme Court. If there is no decision by January 20th, the Speaker will have to become acting president. We all know that, right?
Right.
And the Supreme Court will eventually come into play, or possibly the House of Representatives if the Electoral College cannot come to a decision. Of whether or not the House will flip on Election Day is anyone's guess after the plethora of righteous indignation, further violence will almost possibly be a certainty.
Well, you're right. And I think it's important to remember, Captain, that they focus all this stuff on Donald Trump.
Okay.
But they really are going after the American people. They're mad at the American people because they elected Donald Trump.
Okay. And I think I know who this is. Is this Malip in Saratoga Springs?
Yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. Yes, Captain. These Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Well, first of all, the Democrat Party is a terrorist organization. it turned into a terrorist organization. But in my neighborhood, just right around the corner from my house, there's a house that's being rented. But the faces that I see there they seem to change. There's different people in and out of that building in that house. And I know from one thing for sure, there's a Black Lives Matter woman who's organizing this protests or rallies or whatever you want to call peaceful violent rallies. Anyway, I've seen her organize a group of people that were getting ready to go downtown Saratoga one afternoon outside of her house. They're all sitting on the sidewalk. They each got their phone out there. You know, their eyes are in their phone. They're not really, you know, talking with one another. But I know for sure because I've seen those faces before. When I went to the Back the Blue rally that was back in July in Saratoga, and it ended up down in Congress Park. We marched down Broadway, ended up in Congress Park, and we all, you know, they called out Black Lives Matter and state police, city police.
So what are you telling me? You've got a bunch of operatives in your neighborhood that are bad guys?
Ray Charles can see it. I mean, there's like I said, the one home that's around the corner for me, those faces are not always the same.
Well, why don't you call the FBI and turn them in?
I think, I was trying to figure out what would be the next move. I think
I would call the FBI because they've got anti-terrorist groups and they got people mixed in with these groups. So they may already know it. But then again, any info you can give them about something like that is a good thing.
They've got a Black Lives Matter sign out in front of the house there, too.
Okay.
Like I said, the faces on all the races.
Yeah, I would call the FBI and report them and say, hey, we got an instant situation here. You need to check it out. Okay.
All right,
thank you. And what would you do, Kyle?
Well, I think you gave him good advice. I mean, if you see something, say something. You have people that, again, aren't working in a regular political fashion in order to win elections or change minds. This is very different.
We used to call those watering holes, or in this particular case, they might call it a safe house where they think they're safe. They go into a neighborhood where nobody would think that anything like that would be going on, and then they plot their evil deeds there, and then out they go. And that's not what you want in your neighborhood.
Well, of course not. Of course not. This is such a strange, that's even not the right word, but this is a very volatile year.
Yeah.
And the Democrat Party elite have used it to their advantage.
By the way, for all you parents that are out there that like your charter schools or like your kids having their school choice, Joe Biden is on the record for saying, and I quote, there will be no private charter school that will receive a penny of federal money, none, when I become president. End of quote. Kyle, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, we're going to be doing the Truckers Highway Bible Report, and I'm telling you, this is one of those nights where we just came in with a double-barrel shotgun and pulled both triggers. How's that? In the meantime, America's proud history is worth defending. You bet it is, and we're going to defend it on this program.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. By the way, swing on in there. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Talk about them, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And you might want to consider joining a driver's club, too, because if you do, you can get points for everything that you buy in the store, fuel, whatever, and use those points for discounts or for buying other great goodies they got there, including that nice travel mug they got where you can put hot or cold stuff in it. All right, and here we go. Bob Seger, that good old time rock and roll, bringing you on here, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. I'm going to pod that down, and we'll see if we can go out with this here when we close out the segment. But I'll tell you what, we need to tell you about what's going on out there in the highways and byways, and I'm going to read the weather statement, and then I'm going to give it over to Kyle. Dry and gusty conditions will result in critical fire weather conditions across a broad portion of the western U.S. and into the plains. Elsewhere, a strong cold front will push across the central U.S. with showers and thunderstorms common ahead of the front, with a dramatic drop in temperatures and a return to below normal readings in its wake. Now, I can tell you that if you're traveling across parts of Oklahoma tonight and Texas and eastern New Mexico and over towards El Paso, you will have winds gusting between 35 to 55 miles an hour. And the higher winds right now are in the El Paso area and the southern New Mexico area, especially around Ruidoso. And Kyle, tell us what's going on out there in California that I see has got a lot of red in it.
Well, that's true, Captain. We do have some fire weather warnings up in Northern California, including Sacramento, the Oakland, San Francisco area, all the way up to the California border. In Central California, continuing air quality with the different fires. But in Southern California, we're going to have a Santa Ana wind event, we understand. This is going to be out, I believe, in the desert areas to start with, maybe some down here in Orange County. But we're also returning to triple digits in many parts of California, and so that is going to mean that fire danger, of course, will be very elevated. Tonight, a little bit of a change because we're coming out of summer, of course. We have already, but up in Idaho, they're feeling it because they have a freeze warning.
Yeah.
In Idaho Falls and Rexburg. If you're traveling down the 15 freeway through Idaho Falls, you've got a freeze warning down in Pocatello and across I-84 to Burley, almost to Twin Falls. You've got a frost advisory there in Idaho, so some real changes going on there. Over in Colorado, air quality alerts, of course, because of smoke in Denver and Fort Collins. And, Captain, this is because of the Cameron Peak fire.
Yeah.
It's now the third largest in Colorado history. And so that continues to hold on there.
Speaking of fires, didn't they have one in Napa County that created a mass evacuation, emergency evacuation?
They did, up in Napa. You're absolutely right about that. And so California continuing to be pummeled by these kinds of fires. And then just over in the west of Colorado, a little bit of a difference. Again, freeze warning. This is going to be in the Maybell and Craig area of western, northwestern Colorado. Down in the southwestern corner of Utah, fire weather warning there. And as I said, we've got triple digits coming to Southern California, but also triple digits continuing in Arizona and the Phoenix area, in Las Vegas, where you mentioned Wayne Allen Root.
Yeah.
And his parade just a little while ago, they're looking at 90 degrees.
All right. Well, again, taking a look at the weather for New Mexico, because we've got a high wind warning in New Mexico. If you're coming across I-10 or going up north out of Alamogordo on I-25, you're going to have about 40 to 50 miles of 35 to 50 mile an hour winds. It is particularly windy around El Paso and down along the Mexican border, I-10 coming across out of El Paso before you climb up into the upper elevations of Texas. So you're going to have gusts as high as 55 miles an hour going through there. And then across the rest of Texas today, Lubbock, straight across into Oklahoma and over towards I-35, the western part of the Metroplex, you're going to have winds gusting anywhere from 30 to 40 miles an hour all through that area, on down through San Antonio, and then down to I-10 and across west over towards Fort Stockton, and that's the way that'll go. And I-22 through Midland, you'll definitely have high winds. Now, keep in mind, folks, that this cold front that's coming across is going to bring showers with it. It's roughing up the waters because down there along the southern part of Texas, you've got a riptide current warning in there right now and rough seas all the way across over into the Pensacola area of Florida as this system moves to the east, bringing colder temperatures with it. And obviously there'll be rain along with it, and then things will turn around. Probably towards the end of the week, Thursday and Friday, things will change. Now, Kyle, I want to pick up on America's proud history, because I'm going to finish what we started there. But America's proud history, in my opinion, is worth defending, and it's worth defending through government and politics. Now, there's fair arguments about how to best go about that task consistently with a duly conservative skepticism about the proper powers of federal and local government. But conservatives should not shy away from conserving the core of our national history with ideals and culture, a goal that not so long ago was neither partisan nor ideological. Now, here's the problem. We know that the current lines of battle are joined around the teaching of the New York Times 1619 Project and Howard Zinn's 1980 account, A Book Called The People's History of the United States, and other fact-changing elements to supplant the story of America, its ideals, and its exceptional history with critical race and gender theory and leftist indoctrination, too.
Well, that's right, Captain, and Howard Zinn, as you mentioned, he wrote that book, A People's History of the United States.
It's a lie.
Yeah, he talked about essentially taking power from within the existing institutions, and that, you know, again, this is something that seems just to be antithetical to American history, views of American history, and again, mm-hmm. using it sort of as weaponizing history, really.
Well, to say what you and I just talked about is overdue is an understatement. No other president seems to have given it a thought, and yet it's one of the major reasons for the current insurrection we've got right now, because without love of country, you have no country. We live in an imperfect world, we all know that, but don't tell the Democrats because they want perfection. Well, they're not going to get it without God.
Well, no, that's absolutely true. And at the same time, though, they want their perfection, whatever that is, but it's actually not the kind mm-hmm. of utopia that they're describing.
Yep.
They're using that yep. only to get power.
And Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States is a famous history text that's proven to be fake history from start to finish. Zinn had no qualifications to write the book except for his hatred of the United States. And hopefully right now, folks, the pendulum is swinging because November 3rd is right around the corner. And again, this is all part of what we have at stake here. They're trying to change history right out from underneath you.
Well, sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Well, I was just going to say that, yes, you know, we can look at history and we can see what communism and socialism has really done. It's there for the observing. But to tear down the United States, you have to come up with these convoluted things that are make it bad and this kind of thing. That's what they're trying to do.
Not on my watch.
Right.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with more after the top of the hour news. Kyle and I've got some letters I'm going to read you. I've got three letters that came in last week talking about Kyle and myself, and they were really great. I had hundreds of letters to choose from, and again, these letters caught my attention when they said what they said in them, so I'm going to read them. And to the three lucky people, you win a quarter. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.